Chapter 138. A Dog's Mission 10, 1. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie. After cutting the male classmate's phone, Su Su told the landlord that she would cook for him tomorrow. But the landlord looked over at the puppies around Tuan Tuan and said, "If it's possible, could you give me one of the puppies? I will take good care of it." He had always liked dogs, but when he was a child, the dogs his family raised all died. He was heartbroken and didn't dare raise another since. But Tuan Tuan's puppies were different. He had witnessed their birth, and they held a special meaning for him. He felt that if he took good care of them, he could definitely give them a happy life. Ah, well, that depends on whether Tuan Tuan is willing or not. Ever since Su Su received her first manuscript payment, she had already made up her mind to raise all the puppies herself. Between her manuscript payments and salary, she earned more than 5,000 yuan a month, and her manuscript earnings were steadily increasing. This month's would be more than last month's. In this city, the down payment for a house only costs a little over 100,000 yuan. She figured she could find ways to save more money, buy a house, and raise all of Tuan Tuan's babies. She didn't want their family to be separated, and she worried that others might not treat them well. As long as she kept working hard and making money, she could achieve that goal. However, if a kind-hearted person who truly loved dogs wanted to raise one of the puppies, that would be nice too. She could just buy a house nearby, right? After all, one person taking care of six puppies couldn't be as thorough as one person taking care of just one. As long as Tuan Tuan was willing, she wouldn't object. But unexpectedly, Su Yuyang, still in his sleep, heard someone talking about taking one of his puppies and immediately opened his eyes, glaring at the landlord. "Ahem, it seems like Tuan Tuan's not too willing." "Never mind, I was just saying," the landlord said awkwardly, scratching his head and turning to leave. "Sorry for letting myself in without your permission. I promise this won't happen again." As he spoke, he took out the key in his hand, intending to give it back to Su Su. "It's all right. If it weren't for you, Tuan Tuan wouldn't have delivered all her puppies so safely and smoothly. Besides, you did inform me. I just didn't notice. You should keep the key." Su Su wasn't upset with the landlord because of this incident. In fact, she was quite grateful to him. "Also, since I'll be going to work, I don't know if Tuan Tuan might need your help with anything. I'll keep all my valuables locked in my room, so feel free to come in if needed." The landlord never entered a tenant's room without permission. Besides the matter of privacy, another important reason was the concern over potential loss of valuables, which could be hard to explain. So it wasn't just tenants who didn't want landlords entering their rooms. Most landlords themselves were also cautious about entering tenants' spaces without good reason. They feared being held responsible if anything bad were to happen. If it hadn't been an urgent situation, the landlord would never have come in without permission. It wasn't just a matter of whether Su Su allowed it, it also involved his own interests and risks. But he didn't hesitate because of that. Instead, he took the risk for Tuan Tuan's sake, and Su Su was truly grateful. She knew he cared deeply about the dogs, that he valued them, so when he asked if he could have one of the puppies, she didn't refuse. Besides, once she started going to work, she really would need to ask the landlord to help take care of Tuan Tuan and her pups. She knew that the landlord worked from home as a freelancer and rarely went out. He only went out once a week to shop, and the rest of the time he stayed home working on his computer. But every day, he still made time to go jogging downstairs for 2 hours of exercise. All right, when the landlord heard what Su Su said, his eyes lit up. If he could help look after Tuan Tuan nearby, maybe she would trust him enough to leave a puppy in his care. "I'll definitely be a great doggy dad. I'll make sure Tuan Tuan feels safe handing her baby over to me." He felt a heavy but meaningful sense of responsibility on his shoulders. Su Su's words gave him a sense of mission, a happy, fulfilling kind of mission. Su Su looked at the landlord giving her a perfect military-style salute, and suddenly felt a bit awkward. Why is the landlord so adorably clueless? The landlord had no idea what Su Su was thinking. Instead, he happily rushed back upstairs, opened his fridge, and started making a big pot of pork trotter soup. He just knew peanut pork trotter soup was good. They always showed it in TV dramas, right? As for anything else, he really didn't know much. He pulled out his phone and started searching on Baidu. What kind of soup is good for a postpartum mother? Then it suddenly hit him, it was already the middle of the night. Even if he finished cooking the soup, wouldn't Su Su already be asleep? Panicking, he hurriedly ran downstairs and knocked on her door. I'm making some soup. Are you about to go to bed?
No, I'm also cooking soup for Tuan Tuan.
Su Su was working a bit slowly. All the ingredients in her fridge were frozen solid and still thawing. Without a microwave, it was taking a long time. Even though she had bought and stored ingredients ahead of time for Tuan Tuan, she still couldn't prepare them right away. Unlike the landlord, he had a microwave at home, so defrosting was fast.
Then don't worry about cooking right now. Let Tuan Tuan have the soup I made. But since you'll be sleeping late, I'll bring it down once it's done.
The landlord glanced at the sink, where her ingredients were still defrosting, and said that kindly. Then he looked around again and noticed there really wasn't a microwave in her kitchen. It did seem a bit inconvenient. He silently took note of it and then turned to leave.
Huh? That's too kind of you. I can't possibly accept that.